Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Tes, as we continue through Perek Eluhin Hanisrafin. And Agu'im Lagba Omer to all. Should all try to light up the world with the light of Torah, as Rosh Hashanah Yechoy lit up the world. And all the fires that have been burning should be the tikkun for any of the Nisrafin that Klal Yisrael had to do over the centuries, even though there probably weren't too many, once every 7 years, once every 70 years, so we're marbe the other way. We're marbe in the tikkunim of the Sreifa. Okay, fourth to last line. Ayin Chasim Abeis. Says the Mishnah. Niskamin laharagas abahema vaharagas adam. So the Mishnah quotes cases of rutsicha that lacks a certain element. Lacks a certain element of rutsicha. So remember, we started off the Mishnah that we had on Thursday, Ayin Vavim Abeis, spoke about what are the Neharagin. The Neharagin, one of the people who are put to death through Sayif, is Rotsayach. So that's why we're having a lot of the halachas of Ritzicha in this context. So somebody has Kavanah to kill an animal, but instead he kills a person, or La'ovid Kochavim Vaharagas Yisrael, L'Nefalim Vaharagas Ben Kayama, has Kavanah to kill a Nefel, someone who does not have a Cheskas Chayim, and he kills a Ben Kayama Pater. In all these cases, he's pater, because had he actually killed his intended victim, then he would be pater from Misa. Again, very difficult halacha to understand, but again, not for now. La'akam v'haragas Yisrael, the Meshech Chachma suggests, there's a Chil Hashem overarching element that, like we mentioned in the Smog before, Gadol Avonim, and so it's too difficult, Misa won't even help you. That's the Meshech Chachma, turning everything on its head. La'akam is even worse by La'akam v'haragas Yisrael, because there's such a Chil Hashem involved in that case. So that's why it's Gadol Avonim, and so Misa won't even help you. That's what he says about Harigas Akum. But anyway, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that in any of these cases where a person kills an animal, let's say, and wanted to kill an animal, and Baharigas Adam, then he's Pater. Right? So let's say the case of Cain and Tuval Cain in the Torah. So he thought he was killing an animal, but it ended up being his Zeta. Right? So then that would be a case of Pater. He would be Pater Meikar Adin because he meant to kill an animal. What type of Hasra did he get? What's the Havamina? I mean, if he had to get some type of Hasra in order for it to be Chayav Misa, so what was the warning that was given to him before he did this act? So Rashi says, it must be the case was that he's standing in front of an animal and a person, and the person said, the master says, you know, if you kill this person, you're Chayav Misa. He says, I'm an Askein on Yosef, but I'm Kavanah to kill that guy, to kill the animal. So I know that, but I'm doing it anyway. So he accepted the Hasra. Says the Rashi, on the first Rashi, Niskavin laharagas abahema. Haya omid adam eitzel behema. Viniskavin laharag abahema. Vaharag adam pater. Why? Mishum dechi asru bei hasra'as safeku. Because when he received the warning, it was in the category of hasra'as safek. A hasra in doubt. Even though he was Mekabel the Hasra, because he said to them, I know he's a Jew. I'm doing it anyway. Hasra Safek is always when there is another element involved that the act would not take place. That even if I know, or if I know the act's going to take place, there's different types of Hasra Safek. This is Hasra Safek. I warn you to do Act A, but you might do Act B. Another type of Hasra Safek is, I warn you to do Act A, you're going to do Act A, and still you might not be Chayev. Why? Because let's say there's two people, a woman got remarried right after she got divorced, and 6 months later she has a baby, and then she has a son. So this son doesn't know who his father is. Is his father the husband for the first husband or the second husband? And he goes over to one of his fathers, and he's about to hit the father, Chas V'Shalom. And the warning is, if you hit your father, he's like, I'm an Askin on Yosef, whack, and he hits his father. Hasra Safek, because you don't know if that was his father. Maybe it wasn't his father. So that's a Hasra where there's still something lacking. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael here, we're not going to go through all of them, the Tiferes Yisrael right here on this Mishnah says there are six types of Hasra Safek. He goes through all of them. He says, because he starts over the question. This Rashi says the Mishnah is based on the concept of Hasra Safek, Lav Shmei Hasra. It's not a good Hasra, but we paskin elsewhere that Hasra Safek is Shma Hasra, that it's okay. Even if you're lacking Safek, it's good enough Hasra. So he says, Al Kapanim Yeshisha Mine Sveikos Bahasra. And he goes through each type of Hasra Safek. One do we paskin this way, one do we paskin that way. But if anybody wants more, to look at the Tiferes Yisrael right here on our Mishnah. Okay, but that's what Rashi says the Svara is for our case. That it was a case of Hesra Safik. Next part of the Mishnah. Niskavin lahakoso al masnav, velo hayabakhi lahamiso al masnav. A person has kavana to hit somebody on their loins, on their thigh, on the middle part of their body. Velo hayabakhi lahamiso al masnav. And the hit would not have been enough to kill him. You know, it's a tough part of the body. It's a strong part of the body. But vahalchala libo, but by mistake, he hit him on his heart, above where he wanted to hit him. Vahayabakhi lahamiso al libo. And the hit was hard enough to kill him on the heart. He didn't mean to hit him on the heart. But he hit him on the heart. Vameis pater. How do you know his intentions? Again, if there's any havamina here of misa, there must have been hasra. Must have been hasra here. So that's like somebody's fighting. He has his opponent pinned to the ground. He's about to take care of the final blow. And people walk by like, "Don't! What are you doing? What are you doing?" He's like, "No, no, no! I'm not going to kill him. I'm just going to wipe him. I'm just going to put him out of breath." So he says, "Oh, I killed him!" Right. So I say they had hasra. That's what you have to say. All these cases are. Well, says don't have a mina. Next, niskavin lahakoso alibo. What if he had kavana to hit him on his heart? What if he had kavana to kill him? He had kavana to kill him on his heart. But instead it went onto his loins. And it shouldn't have killed a regular person on his masnav. Vameis, but this guy died. Pater. So again, he's pater, right? Similar to the case that we had last week. The case of, if he puts him into a situation of Ritzich, and normal people could get out of it, right? He puts him into the pool. Most people could get out. And his luck, that day, he got a cramp. Right? Rashi says, on the bottom of Ayin Vavim Abayis, Adam Acher could be saved. V'vashah Garmalo, the hour, second to last line in Rashi, Ayin Vavim Abayis, the hour, you know, was going to him that he lost his, he didn't have mazel at that hour. Right? Because Rashi's bothered by the Mishnah. What do you mean you put him in and most people could get out, that he didn't? It must be that other people could get out. But that's how Rashi explained. Yochol alas misham adam acher kayotzi bazeh. V'shoah darmalo. So to hear, the Shah was going that this guy should have lived, but he didn't. So again, he's potter. So even if you did the act, that you had a misa act in mind, and you ended up doing misa, still, if it's not the misa that you wanted to do, if it's unexpected, so then also potter. In all these cases, there's a lack in what is needed. Again, Yahados has a very high level of the standard for Ritzicha. What is required for Ritzicha is Bezdin. So therefore, all of these are potter. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you in some of these cases, if he feels that it was attempted murder. Let's say somebody has kavana to hit an adult person, and it would not have killed the adult person. Adult is stronger. But instead, it went on to a child who was right next to him, and there was enough to kill the child. But basically, the child dies. Pater, again pater, because it was a lack in his kavana. It was a lack in his kavana. Niskavein lahako says hakatan v'haya halchal al gadol v'lohaya bakti lahamiz al gadol v'meis patur. Again, if he was unexpected, he wanted to hit a katan, which would have been enough to kill the katan, but instead he hits a gadol, which shouldn't have killed the gadol, v'meis patur. Those are all the cases of patur. Avow, and Rashi sums this up. You look at the top Rashi on the second line of Rashi. Ditarti ba'inan. Rashi says you need both. Shehei miskavein lamakas misa. Number one, you have to have kavana to hit somebody a maka of death. V'shiyakenu makas misa. And that he had kavana to do it, and that you actually did a makas misa. You did act a misa. If you do an act that normal people should live from, that's not a makas misa, even though you had kavana for a makas misa. Shemlon iskavein lamakas misa. Asra asafiki ta'asribu al tizrok t'shem al teleich al libo. So Rashi says you need both. You need the kavana for misa, and you need the objective act of a maisa misa. With either of those lacking, so then you're not going to be chayim misa.
But it doesn't need kavana for a specific person.
We didn't get there yet. But a specific person. That's coming up. What happens here? He had kavana to hit him on his masnav, on his loins, and there would have been enough to kill him there. V'halchala libo. V'meis. Chayiv. And then it went onto his heart that he killed him, Yechayiv. Because he had kavana to kill him, and you did an act that killed him. right, that should have killed him, and that's why you're chayiv, even though you didn't hit him exactly where you wanted to on his body, but still you had kavanah to kill him, and, you know, it killed him, so that's it. You're chayiv. Niskamin la'akos is a gadol. What happens in this case? Yeah, kavanah did a gadol, v'haya bakdil hamiz is a gadol. And it wouldn't have been enough to kill. V'hal chalal ha'katan v'meis chayiv. Same thing. He had kavanah to do a makas misa, and he ended up doing a makas misa, and it killed somebody. Potter, you're potter. I'm sorry, you're chayiv. Rib Shimon Omer, final point. Afilu niskavin laharuk ezeb, aharuk ezeb, patur. Rib Shimon says, if you have kavanah to kill Ruvain and you kill Shimon, you're patur. The Tanakhama didn't talk about that case. But as the Gemara is going to say, it's mashma from Rib Shimon that the Tanakhama held otherwise. Niskavin laharuk ezeb, aharuk ezeb, you are chayiv. So as we'll see, that is a machlokas. What's the svara for Rib Shimon? It's going to be based on a pasuk we're going to see in the Gemara. But is there a svara for Rib Shimon? I have kavanah to kill Reuven and end up killing Shimon. Why is that? Why is that going to be putter? So Rav Shach is in the Avi Ezri in Hilchos Rotzeach has a chakira as follows. Yesh la'ayin. Let me try to explain. Idin hazeh hu din b'shogeg u'mezid b'Hilchos Rotzicha. Is this like what we would call shogeg? Like in other cases of shogeg by Rotzeach, you didn't know your bullet was going to go there. You didn't know this was going to kill the guy. You didn't know murder was usher. All the cases of shogeg. So maybe here too. You try to kill Reuven, you kill Shimon. So you're shogeg. You're shogeg. Shem harg b'shogeg pater. V'gamzen nikra shogeg l'gabe hasheni. Right, maybe this is a shogeg. Nafkamina, do you go to Galus? According to Reb Shimon, do you go to Galus in this case? That's shogeg. O shehu din misuyam behilchas ritzicha. Or is this a special din in the requirements of a ma'aser ritzicha? She'ein chiyav misa kol ikur im kivin ledavar acher. V'hakavana la'acher mafkia mimenu kol ikur ma'aser ritzicha. Mizeh shaharag. What we would call, to put this in two terms, is this a choser kavana? Shogeg is a choser kavana. The act is perfect, but you have a lack in kavana. Or is it a chisaron even in the ma'aser? Even the Maiser Ritzicha that you did is flawed. It's not that you did a Maiser Ritzicha and your Kavana was tainted. No, according to the second version, even your Maisa was flawed. V'rakim kivin laharog. Oh, what's Shogeg? If you had Kavana to kill. Rak shalohaya hasra. Nobody warns you. Oh, shomer mutter. Hapturhu rak mishum din Shogeg. No, there you have a full Maisa. You didn't know it was usher. But the full act. Or nobody warned you. Then you have the full Maisa. But if you have anything else lacking, if you have Kavanah to kill A and you killed B, so then, says Rav Shach, maybe that is what's lacking, the Maisa Ritzicha. Af she'en kan din shogeg, shrei be'em asun is kavin laharog, b'kol makom b'gzeres akasa b'ritzicha, sha kavanah la'acher mafkia es chiyuv misa. And he says, I'll prove it to you from a Rambam. What do we hold? Which Rambam? The Rambam in Ilchas Chovel u'Mazik. Says the Rambam in the story of Parshas Mishpatim, where somebody kills a pregnant woman, somebody attacks a pregnant woman. So says the Rambam first, Hanogev es ha'isha, let's say somebody's fighting with a woman, v'yatsu yiladeha v'mesa, and she loses her children, v'mesa, and she dies, afa pisha hayashogeg, pater menatashlumin, even though he didn't mean to kill her, he's pater from paying for the babies. He didn't mean to kill the woman, so he's not going to get put to death as a shogeg. So because of that, but because there's a parshas misa, as we know, kimle v'drabi minei, even by chayvi misas shogegin, yesterday's daf, today's daf is gonna focus on it, but we referred to it earlier. Even chayvi misa shogegin, if somebody does a chiyah misa b'shogeg, that's still gonna be pater for kimlei b'drabi minei. So that's the case. If a man is fighting with a woman, and then he causes her to lose her babies, rechman l'slan, so he's pater from mamon because of a lo yeh asan. And then, three halachas later, he quotes the halacha, the story in the Torah. In the Torah, b'med v'ram amurim kishiskavin le'isha. That halacha applies if he's kavanah to a woman. Avalam is kavin l'chaveiro. That's the case of Mishpatim. A man is fighting with his friend, and then all of a sudden the woman's on the sidelines just watching. V'nagaf es ha'isha. And the woman then gets killed. Afa b'isha mesa. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha in that case? If a woman gets killed there. Ho'il v'hamisa below kavana. Hareze kedavar she'ein bo misas bezdin. Umeshalim demei vlados. Says the Rambam, in that case, you also did not, it was also a shogeg, in quotes. wasn't it? But here the Rambam says, you're chayiv to be vladas. First the Rambam says, yeah, kavadet for the woman, and you didn't have kavadet to kill the woman, you have kavadet to hit the woman, and by mistake you killed her, so you have to, you're pater for the tamei vladas, because that's an act of shogeg. But Masha'ekid, here the Rambam never uses the word shogeg. He says you have to pay, there's no kimle, because since you killed without kavana, it's kedavar she'ein bo misas bezdin. So it says Rav Shach, it's mefurish. Category two. Category two, that it's not called shogeg, it's just a chisaron in the Maisa Ritzicha. If it's a chisaron in the Maisa Ritzicha, there's no hadalach of kimle b'dur amamine. Kimle b'dur amamine is what? You did a Maisa, that's machayev yumisa. If you did it b'mezid, for sure you're going to get killed. Even if you did it b'shogeg, we know that's not halacha of tana d'mechizkia, that if you even do it act b'shogeg, you're going to be pater. I didn't know it was Shabbos, and I shot the arrow through the clothesline. Right? So I'm going to be pater from Shabbos, but I'm also pater from the mamon. But here the Rambam says clearly, they wouldn't be kimlei. U'muchach, shem lo kivin laharagas misha harag. This is niskavin laharagas zeh v'haragas zeh. We're going to see the Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. That itself is a mystery. The Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. Pater! Right, who lo mishum dine shogeg, elo hu afka mikol chiyuv mikol ma'aser ritzicha, shakavana lo davar acher mafkia mikol ma'aser ritzicha. That is the chiddush of Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Perek Hei Halacha Dalad of Hilchas Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. Okay, that is the svara of Rav Shimon. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Ahai, which halacha in the Mishnah is Reb Shimon referring to? Reb Shimon Ahai. Ilema. Reb Shimon says in the last line, right, there are 10 halachas of the Mishnah, and then Reb Shimon says, ah, this kind of halachas of Argazat Pater. So, Ilema, a seifa, it is only going on the last line. The last line, meaning what? Yeah, kavana to kill a gadol, and instead he killed a katan, he's chayef. Reb Shimon says, no, you're Pater in that case. So is that all he's arguing on? So Reb Shimon, poter me boy lay. It shouldn't say afilu etc. Potter. It's only going that long, at that line. Say simply, Reb Shimon Potter. Tanakam is Mechayev Reb Shimon Potter. So Ella Aresha. So it must be going on the Resha. You're right. He argues on the Seifa too, but it must be he's arguing on the Resha. Meaning which case? Niskaven Haragas Abayim of Haragas Adam. Lo Vikochav Haragas Yisrael. That follow Haragas Mekayama. In all those cases, somebody has kavana to kill any of these Potter people. Remember Nephilim. Right, we spoke about that last week. Even there might be an iser misa, iser ritzicha there, lo sirtzach. Right, there might be even an iser lo sirtzach by abortion. We said Rav Moshe Feinstein holds as an iser daraisa. Other posts can be mentioned then when we spoke about abortion. Once the if the baby is inside and it's not a nefesh yet, the Rambam Rodef. But here, even a nefel, he already came out. Already came out. You're not going to be put to death in those cases. So, right, but let's say you edit a harga bekayama. So, potter in all those cases, on a kama holds potter. But mashma, harnis kavin laharga zeh, harga zeh, chayiv. The Tanakam is mashma that if you did kill some, you had kavana to kill A, who you would be chayiv misa for, and instead you killed B, who you would be chayiv misa for, you are chayiv misa. That's the Tanakam Shita. Reb Shimon Omer, afilin is kavin laharga zeh, harga zeh potter. Reb Shimon said, no, even if you have kavana to kill one, and v'haraga zeh, you will be pater. Somebody asked me, "What is there a connection like Omer today's daf? Maybe when they came out of the cave and they were killing people, right? Was that shogeg? Was that they looked around and the guy, right? They kind of go back into the cave. So maybe what? Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bayachai. So Reb Shimon Bayachai, Reb Shimon Bayachai. So maybe what would he say in that case? What would he say? They'd run back into the cave. I don't know if that means he was chayiv or not, but at least it wasn't a good idea. Was it a good idea to be out there? They had to run back in. Right, Shabbos Lama Gimel. Shabbos Lama Gimel, like Bomer. Anyway, so maybe that's Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Bayachai being discussed. Right, the question is would he be happier if the thousands of people who are making the bonfires would sit and learn this daf about his shitas of Sreifa? Would that be unclear? Unclear. We have to make sure that we're using our time properly and doing what Reb Shimon Bayachai would want. Right, different poskim say different things. Different poskim. Okay, says the Gemara, Pshita Koi Ruvain Vishimon. V'amar ana l'Ruvein kamachavna. If Reuven and Shimon were sitting in front of you, and he says, "I have kavana to kill Reuven," l'Shimon lo kamachavna, and I don't have kavana to kill Shimon, and he ended up killing Shimon. Hainu plutayu. That's the machlokas. That's clearly the machlokas. Niskavin la'ara gazev, ara gazev, chayev or potter. But what about this case? Amar l'chad minayumai. What if he says, "I'm going to kill one of you. I just want to kill one of you." It doesn't specify, and he's warned: if you kill either of them, if you kill Reuven, if you kill Shimon. And then he kills him. So is that called Niskaven Laharagazev Haragazev? Right, he didn't specify who he wanted to kill. Right, what's the case? Rashi says, My Lurip by 10 lines up in Rashi. Lurip Shimon Mikri Le Miskavin Lo Umischayiv. Is that enough for Rab Shimon? He had kavanah for both of them. I mean, one of them. O Dilma Kivin Di Azla Aidach Vishavke Le Lahai Havinami Nichale La Miskavinu. Because if it goes to the one he didn't want it to go to, he's also Nichale. So that's not called kavanah. So again, it's unclear. Is that Miskavin La Gazev Har Gazeh or more general? Inami, or what about this case? Even more direct. Kisava Ruben Nipsa Shimon. He sees somebody in the distance, he's like, oh, Ruven, I'm gonna get him. Right? And he shoots him, and then he sees it was Shimon. So is that Niskavin Laharagazev Haragazeh? It was the same goof that he wanted to kill. So my. So what is the halacha? So Tashma says the Gebraisa, the Tanya, Rib Shimon Omer, Ache Yomar, Leploni, Ani, Miskavin. No, until he says Ploni, Ani, Miskavin, that is Rib Shimon says, all these cases would be Pater. My time with Rib Shimon. What's the reason of Rib Shimon? We gave a svara for Rib Shimon. But what's the source? Amar Krakos, the pasuk says, Va'arav lo v'kamalav. By the case of murder, it says, Va'arav lo. He lay in stealth for him. V'kamalav. And he got up and killed him. Meaning you had a whole kavana. Achi yiskavin lo. Right, so he lay in stealth, he got up and killed him. So achi yiskavin lo. That's Rib Shimon. It sounds like perfect kavana. Oh, does it sound like choser kavana, meaning in the lumdus? Choser kavana? Yeah, I think Rav Shach's issue is that choser kavana might even break it down even more. It starts off with a lack of kavana, but that lack of kavana here might translate into a lack of maisa also. V'rabbanan amri debei rabbianai prat lazari gevin lago. Way back in Ksubis is when we discussed this, the end of the first parak. Right? Prat lazari gevin lago. What does that mean? You throw a rock into a group of people. That's the case where Rabbanan say you're pater. You throw a rock into a group of people. And what happened? What happened? So Pashas, Rashi, and Rov Rishonim say the case is, as we're going to see, you threw a rock into a group of people. Some of the people in this group, you'd be pater for killing. Some of the people, you'd be chayav for killing. Right? The question is, are you going to be chayav or are you going to be pater? And you had that, you know who, right? So that's the question. You know who you killed in the end. You know who you killed. The question is, who do you have kavana for? What do we assume? What was the rove? So let's do that, the Gemara, and then we'll say the Ad Ramaz pshat, who gives a different pshat in the whole understanding of the Gemara. But hey, Chidami, what exactly is the case that's the case you're pater, according to the Rabbanan? Prat lazar gevin lego, because that's not called kavana. It's not called va'arav lo v'kamalav. So hey, Chidami, ilema di'ika tisha kusim ve'echad yisrael b'neyem, is it that there are 9 kusis? Right, let's say there are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, whatever the case is, Vechad Yisrael ben Ayam, so typically Drubu Kusim Ninu, of course you're Pater there. Because Rov Kusim, that you wouldn't be Chayim Misa for, and therefore you should be Pater. You don't need a special limit for that. V'inami Palgo Palgat, even if it's 50-50, Savig Nefashas L'Hakel. Still Savig Nefashas L'Hakel, so you still should be Pater. So Lo Tzricha, Di'ika Tishi Yisrael V'Kusi Echad ben Ayam. No, it's 9 and 1, 9 Jews. And 1 kusi. So really, what should be the halacha? The halacha should be chayiv, because you'll go by the rov. So the halacha is no, da'avile kusi kavua. The kusi is considered not moving. Persi is kavua. The chol kavua, kemechza mechzadami. Famous principle, anything that is stationary is considered half and half. Even though you have a rove and a miut, kol kavuk mechzal mechzal dami. Is there a svara for this? Very difficult to understand. Exactly the svara. Again, there have been doctoral theses written about the principles of kol kavua, kamechzal mechzal dami, versus the second the person starts walking, we say kol de parish me ruba parish. What's the difference if the person is standing still? If you find a piece of meat on the ground, if you find a piece of meat moving, what's the difference? This is the pesukim. Ultimately, it's Xeris HaKasif, right? We might, as a mathematical formula, ultimately it's Xeris HaKasif. But that's the rule. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. Right? So therefore, this is the case. It would be considered 50-50 and you'd be pater.
Why is Rove 9-1, not 6-4?
Sorry?
Why is it 9-1, not 6-4?
Even 9-1. Even 9-1. I think, yes, same thing would be, even if it's 6-4.
It's 6-4.
What, 9 Jews?
No, when it's the other way, if you have...
Even the other way... Okay, right. I maybe just wanted to be parallel. I just wanted to be parallel, 9 and 1. Okay, a couple of points. First of all, Rashi says here, and Tosva says here, this is the source for Kol Kavua Kemechzal Dami to call it to Arkula. Whenever this comes up in Shas, it's right here, V'arav lo v'kamalav. This is the source. Says Rashi, Lo tzricha. Rashi, 10th to the last skinny line. V'yashminan kra depater mishum dahavi le kusi kavua b'nehem. V'yafinan mehai kra dekal kavua lo pachas milios nidokam echsa al mechsa. You learn from here that kavua is considered half and half. V'avislavin afashas lahakel. U'mehachan afgalam b'chol duchti. And from here you learn it to all places dekal kavua kamechsa al mechsa dami. Rashi continues and said, kavua doesn't mean that you go, it's rove the other way. It just means it's half and half. That's kal kavua kamechsa al mechsa dami. Asks the Ron and asks Tosfos here, so how does Rav Shimon know kavua? This is the makar. He uses it for an earlier halacha about Ashi's kavin lo. So the Ron says, a chiddush, it must be Rav Shimon holds that it's only Zerabanan. Rav Shimon Bayachai holds kavua is only a concept, midrabanan. Midaraisa, you go by the rove. Midrabanan, you would say, kal kavua, in this case, and not put him to death. That is the chiddush of the Ron. We'll get back to more of the Ron soon. There is a big discussion of lumdus. What?
Is even a big enough mean if you pass like Rav Shimon?
Even a big enough mean if you pass like Rav Shimon, meaning you don't hold of kavua daraisa, or kavua daraisa, according to that, right? Tosfos gives a different answer. There's a big discussion in the Achronim and the Lumdus how Kavua works. We're not explaining why, but at least how Kavua works. When we say Kal Kavua Kamechsa Al Mechsa, does that mean that there is a rove, we just don't follow it? There is a rove, right? There is a rove of Yehudim here, but the Chiddush of Kavua is Lo Azlinan Basar HaRov. Is that what it's saying? Or does Kavua, that is what Rabbi Chanan says. Rabbi Chanan, I just saw last night, Rav Shlomo Zalman, his favorite svarim to learn, Ar Sameach and Rav Elchanan. Those two. He never left, he never skipped the Rav Elchanan. So Rav Elchanan says in Baba Basra, Oz Reish Chav Gimel, says, I'm sorry, it's the other one. Says Rav Elchanan in Ksubis, in Oz Mam in Ksubis, Had de Kavua hu kemechsa al mechsa, ein pirusho de nechshav ki'ilu leka ruba. It's not that it's not a rove. Ela de gzeres akasev, de bedavar kavua, lo azlina basa rove. No, it's by a kavua. There is a rove. You don't follow the rove. Avobama sika ruba gamba kavua el delo mahani ulatera zeh hiskim kvod moriva rabbi hagon Reb Chaim Zatzal. Chaim Brisker agreed with me about this. In kavua, there is a rove. You just don't follow it. Who would argue? What else could you say? Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shkat made kavua famous. He has pages and pages written on Kol Kavua Kemetz Al Mechsa Dami because of Hart Meir Parish. So in the Shar Yosher, in Shar Dalet, it's all about Kavua. So there, he quotes his idea and he says, I'll prove it to you with many riyas, which we're not going to go into, that Kol Kavua means there is no rove. There is no rove. It's not that there's a rove and therefore you don't go by it. The Chiddush of Kol Kavua is that you, it's as if it's equal. It's as if it's 50-50. There is no rove. The kiva the alfina mikra the achshiva Torah is inyan kvias haynokoshi adina diikam etarov zos nach reyachaju kavua, right? Is that the miut is so chashuv bifnei atzmo? It's not looked at as a miut. That's the halacha. Whenever you apply the principle of kavua, l'bay nafkamina, is there any nafkamina? Where there is a rove, you don't follow it. Versus there is no rove. So says Reb Shimon, going down to Perek Yud Beis, the Prima Gadam has three kashas on kavua. We know you don't follow a rove by kavua. How about svek sveka? The svek sveka beat. Right? Does win that, could that be machria in the case of kavua? Or what about chazaka? Does chazaka win? Or what about karov? We know there's time, sometimes karov, if something is close by, that could be machria. What about those three questions were prima gadam asked? Svek sveka, chazaka, and karov. So says the prima gadam, and says the Reb Shimon expanding, if you say that there is a rove, and you just don't follow the rove, so then all these things you shouldn't follow either, because rove is stronger than all these things. Right? What? Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. We know from elsewhere. So if you don't follow the rove, you don't follow chazaka for sure. You don't follow, and if you say svek svek is midin rove, you don't follow that either. So if you say, like Rabbi Chanan says, that there is a rove, you don't follow it, then all the questions, the whole Prima Gadam's questions, of course you don't follow them. Because you don't follow the rove. A rove is the strongest machria. So all these are weaker. But if you say that, no, Kol Kavua doesn't mean that there is a rove you don't follow. Kol Kavua means there is no rove. So that's why you don't follow the rove, because there is no rove. But what does that mean about Chazaka? Maybe you would follow the Chazaka. Maybe you would follow Svek Sveka was a special type of rove. Maybe you would follow Karov, whatever the case is. So that's the Reb Shimon's Nafkamina between these two items. There is a question that is known as the Mordechai's Kasha. Whenever you mention Kavua, you got to mention the Mordechai's Kasha. The Mordechai in Chulin, Bez Hashem, next year, year and a half, 2 years. Zvachim starts in November, Bez Hashem. Anyway, so the question is, Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami. If anybody's stationary, it's like half and half. Whenever Bezdin is paskening, Bezdin is sitting. Bezdin sitting, right? The halacha is they have to be sitting, they have to do ituf. They say, they give a psak din. Ask the Mordechai, how could you ever have a psak din of a Bezdin of Sanhedrin? Kol Kavua, Kamechzal Mechzadami. It should always be half and half. The Bezdin sitting there. Bezdin sitting in the court. So Kol Kavua, Kamechzal Mechzadami. Everything should be a stalemate. It's a klutz kasha, meaning you know there has to be an answer. Not klutz that it's a bad kasha. It's a kasha that you know there has to be an answer to. Right? So that's the Mordechai's kasha in the first parak in Chulin. So what's the answer to that? What's the answer? So you have to work out, maybe according to Reb Shimon, there is a Rav you don't follow. If you say according to the Achronim, they say there is a Rav you don't follow it, maybe there's a Chiddush by Bezdin that overrides. But Reb Chaim says, according to me, it's half of a fella. Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim that we like to mention about Ruba B'dayanim, Simon Oz Reishchav Tes, in Reb Grach HaLashas, Rov B'dayanim does not mean Hochanacha Rov. That means Rubo Kukulo. When Bezdin paskins, it's as if there is no Miat. That's the Chiddush of Bezdin. The entire Bezdin comes out with a psak. Bezdin doesn't announce, 12 said this, 11 said this. Bezdin doesn't say that. Right, according to what we pass, we say, Ploni ata zakei, Ploni ata chayiv. But Bezdin as a unit, during the Masu Matan, they're fighting with each other, then there's Rubo, Hochanach HaRov, during the time. But once they come to a Maskana, says Reb Chaim, Rubo Kukulo. And therefore, there's a unit. There's a unit. And therefore, it's that answers the question of the Mordechai. That's on page Kuf Chav Zayin in the Grach HaLashas. Okay, let us continue. Just one more point and then we'll turn over. If it was half and half, before we got to Kavua, right, we said if it were 10, 9 Kusim and 1 Jew, then it's Rov Kusim Ninu. If it's half and half, Subbing the Fashas Lahakel. Rashi there quotes, so therefore what? What's the source for Subbing the Fashas Lahakel? So Rashi quotes, V'hitzilu Ha'eda. Rashi quotes V'hitzilu Ha'eda. Right, Palgo, quotes the Pasuk V'hitzilu Ha'eda. Ask him the Achronim, what do you mean V'hitzilu Ha'eda? We're not motzi mamon based on a suffix. Of course, you're not going to kill the guy based on a suffix. Suffix nefashas lahakel. What do you mean? Your special din v'hitzilu ha'eda. You're not motzi mamon. You say motzi mechaver l'varaya. So what's the havamina that you're going to kill the guy based on a suffix? So says another Rabbi Chanan. Two Rabbi Chanans today. Says another Rabbi Chanan in the second volume in Kuntres Divrei Sofrim. Beautiful idea. I don't think we mentioned this before. In Simen Hay, says Rabbi Chanan, the whole concept of muchzak only applies ben adam l'chaveiro. Ben adam l'makom, are we muchzak in our bodies? Are we muchzak in ourselves? HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. Who are we? We're not muchzak, it's not awkward. It's on loan. It's on loan, our neshamas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. But we're not muchzak in our bodies. So you can't talk about us having the fashas l'hakel if you, it's a kal v'chomer. If you're muksak in your money and you're not motzi it, midin safeg, so surely you're not going to kill somebody. It's apples and oranges, says Rabbi Chanan. You're right, there's a kind of a muksak within a mamanis, but you can't use that kal v'chomer here. You need a separate din. Something to fashas l'hakel, Rashi goes, v'tzilu ha'eda. He says, that's why, let's say you have a safeg if you gave a matnas kahuna. You're not sure if you gave, maisa rishon to the levi. Nowadays, what do we do with Maaser Rishon? We say, prove it! Prove you're a Levi! Prove it! Amas Mechaber Levaraya! Because Yisrael is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Shruma is an Isser on the Gavra. But Maaser, so if I owe Maaser Rishon, that's a Dini Mamanis between me and the Levi. So therefore, Amas Mechaber Levaraya. But if it's a Suffolk, if I gave a carbon or not, let's say I promised something to the base of Mikdash, and I'm not sure if I gave it or not. It's a Suffolk. You know what? You gotta give it. I am Muchsak. Amas Mechaber Levaraya. No. That's in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no muchzak in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no muchzak. We're not muchzak. Everything HaKadosh... But legabe gavoa ain't on the muchzak klal. Lo begufo, v'lo b'mamono. That's a great Rabbi Chana. Right? Kuchas Devei Sofrim, Simen Hay, Os Beis. Halachik and Hashkafik at the same time. Okay, we continue. Bishlama, 10 lines up. Bishlama the Rabbanan da Amri. So back, now we're back. So whether Machlokas Rabbanan and Reb Shimon, the Rabbanan say Niskaven lahara gazev hara gazev chayiv. Reb Shimon said Niskaven lahara gazev hara gazev pater. So Mishmah, the Rabbanan, the Amin is coming, the Aragazet, the Aragazet, Chayiv. According to the Rabbanan, I know how to understand the following piece of Torah. Tichsev, the Pasuk says in Mishpatim. V'chi inato on Hashem, what we supposed to discuss before. Two men are fighting, v'nak for Ishahara, and a woman was on the side, and a pregnant woman was on the side, v'am Rebbe Yelazar, b'matzus sheba misa kasamadaber, and as we said last week, this case is a case of misa. Right, but matzah, it's a fight of misa. Tichsev, because the pasuk says, "Imason nihiyeh v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh." If the man, one of the men ended up killing the woman, he has to die for it. V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. According to the Rabbanan, you understand that, right? It's this kavin la'ara gazev, ara gazev chayiv. El Reb Shimon, hi, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, my avid lay. But according to Reb Shimon, you should be potter. So what does it mean, nefesh tachas nefesh? Mamon. Nefesh here means mamon. Right? We find that elsewhere. Just like ayin tachas ayin doesn't really mean your real eye. So, here nefesh tachas nefesh means money. Ukid de Rebbe. De Tanya. Rebbe yomer v'nathada nefesh tachas nefesh. Mamon. Ata omer mamon u eino ela nefesh mamish. Nemer nesina lamata v'nemer nesina limala. It says nesina by the v'nathan bifli lim. Rashi goes to the pasuk on top. It says it here and there. So, malahalon mamon af kan mamon. So, we have the Shita of the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan say? Niskamin haragazeh laharagazeh, chayiv misa. Reb Shimon says, Niskamin haragazeh laharagazeh, pater mi misa, but chayiv mamon. Chayiv mamon. So now the Gemara is about to quote a third opinion that Niskamin haragazeh laharagazeh, pater from everything. Pater from everything. The big question is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. The Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. Rambam Hilchos Ritzicha. Pashtus! He paskins like Reb Shimon. He uses Reb Shimon's words. Miskaven laharagazeh laharagazeh patur mi misas bezdin umin hatashlumin umin hagalus. Says the Rambam, he uses the language of Reb Shimon, but then he says you patur from everything, which wasn't exactly Reb Shimon. Right? The Ravid says right there, Amar Rambam k'Reb Shimon uzeh v'in halacha k'Reb Shimon. That's what I'm talking about. Paskins like the Yachid against the Rambam? Does the Rambam do that? And especially the problem gets a little worse in that, let's say we assume like the Ran said before, that Reb Shimon only holds of Kavua mi drabanan, the Rambam quotes called Kavua, k'machsal mechsodami. The Rambam says, I'll give you just one example, in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, the Rambam says, in Halacha, where is this? In Yud Ches Tezvav, the Rambam says, Ra'u ashe nivala ba'ir, onis abra ba'ir, the case is from Tubis. A woman becomes pregnant from somebody in the city. Afila lo haya shokhin shama ela goy echad. What if it's 5 billion Jews and one guy in the city? O chalal echad ve'ever, or one chalal. V'chayav sibahen, harezu lo tinasi l'chadchila l'kohen. Even if there's only one puzzle in the city, 5 billion Jews, this woman can no longer, you know, she became pregnant from somebody, so was she nivala l'pasula? Probably not. The answer is tough. Why? Kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. V'im nizis lo teitze, hol v'hi omeres l'kashin nivalti. Okay, but the average can stay married. So you see, he holds kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. So if you say, so it's clear that whoever he's holding like has to hold kol kavua. So it's one of two choices. The Kesef Mishnah explains. Either he holds like Reb Shimon, and somehow Reb Shimon has another source for Kol Kavua. Okay, the Ran says, what's his source? He must have this Rabbanan. Maybe the Rambam thinks there's another source. V'aravlo. Maybe it's the Vav, some suggest. The other possibility is that he's not passing like Reb Shimon. The Kesef Mishnah says he's passing like... What? It's hard to say it's me to Rabbanan. We're talking about, you know, in terms of marriage. In terms of marriage, that we consider her Nivra al Apostle. Hard to say, it does sound like it's the Rabbanan. The other possibility, which really seems to be the case, the Rambam says he's even pater from Mamon here. That's against Reb Shimon. So it says the Kesef Mishnah, he's passing like the third opinion, which we're about to have, that's a pater from everything. He loses the language of Reb Shimon, but it doesn't really mean like Reb Shimon. It's kind of like Haragazev, Haragazev, pater, that's the language of Reb Shimon. But still, he doesn't mean the Shita of Reb Shimon, he means the Shita of Rava of Tana de Bechizkiya. Okay, so that's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests in terms of that. Oh, I forgot to mention the way the Yad Ramah reads the whole Gemara on Amud Aleph. I forgot to mention it. Rashi read it pashtus. He threw the stone into the group. You don't know who he had a kavana for. The Yad Ramah has a whole different reading. I'll just tell you the case, and then you got to work out how he does the steps. You throw a rock into the group, and you don't know who was killed. You never find out who was killed. That's the case of the Yad Ramah. So do you go by the Rove? It was Rove Jews. So you assume a Jew was killed. Or not. That's the case of the Adorani. He asks a bunch of questions on Rashi's pshat. Anyway, that was how the Adorama reads the case. Weiter. Amar Rava. So, hi, Tana de Chizkia, mafka midir Rebbe, mafka midir Rabbanan. So, Tana de Chizkia goes against Rebbe, which was the sheet of Reb Shimon, and mafka midir Rabbanan, who was the Rabbanan. Why? Because, again, Rebbe, Reb Shimon said, Niskam al Havagzev Haragazeh, Chayim Mamon. Rabbanan say, Niskam al Havagzev Haragazeh, Chayim Misa. Tana de Chizkia is going to hold. The Tana de Bechizkia, Maka Adem, Maka Behema. So the way you remember where this Gemara is, it's on Sanhedrin Defiant Test. That's the hard one. Baba Kama Lamed He, Ksubis Lamed He. Right? That's the Tana de Bechizkia Gemara. Maka Adem, Maka Behema. Yesterday's Parsha. It says in Shvi'i, if you kill a person in one pasuk and you kill an animal in the next pasuk. So what's the connection? So ma maka behema we darshan, just like if a person kills an animal. Lo chilaktaba bein shogin lemezid. It doesn't matter if you kill the animal b'shogin b'mezid. Bein miskaven l'shein miskaven, whether you had kavana or not. Bein derech yiridil derech aliyah, whether you killed an animal going down or going up, which makes a difference in Maseches Makos, as we'll see. Lepotro mamon. You're always chayiv mamon when you kill an animal. At adam the olam, by a case of killing an animal, you're always chayiv. So af makya adam, so too if you kill a person, you're always going to be pater mamon. Just like there are no chilukim by killing an animal, so too by killing a person. Af makya adam, lo tachlok bo bein shogin lemezid ben miskavin l'shem miskavin, bein derech yiridi lo derech aliyah l'chayiv mamon el lepoter mamon. You're always pater mamon in a case of misas adam. So, my she'en miskaven. What does it mean, even if you kill in person, she'en miskaven? Ile mishe'en miskaven klal. Is it yet no kavanah at all? Hainu shogeg. That's the previous line. It says, bein shogeg, bein mezid, bein miskaven, l'she'en miskaven. Ein miskaven can't mean shogeg. The Brisa said that in the previous line. El apshita she'en miskaven, lazeh, el lazeh. It must be that's the case. Yet kavanah for A and not for B. Vikatani. And what does the Brisa say? L'chayva mamon, el apotra mamon. You're always pater mamon. You're pater from mamon. V'ibak tolahu my yisroch lemitzri mamon. If you're going to actually get killed, niskamin ha'aragazev ha'aragazev, of course you're pater from mamon. Elav shvamina la bark tolahu for la bar mamonahu. It must be you're totally pater. There is a very interesting meshachachma. The first meshachachma in Parshas Vayakel. The meshachachma points out there, the pasuk says, Shabbat shabbason l'ashem kol ha'oseh bo malacha yumas. The Meshach HaKma says, almost every time it says in the Torah, Yumas, it uses a double lashon, most Yumas. You have like four or five times, it just says, Yumas. So like here, right, Kolos Malach Yumas. Why is that? So he quotes some others. First of all, Hashar Yisakel V'gam Ba'alav Yumas. Why does it say that there? Because there, it's not really, if your ox kills somebody, you don't really get killed. That's why it says there, Smisa B'dei Shemayim. Hashar Yisakel V'gam Ba'alav Yumas. Here, makah behema yibishomena umakah adam yumas. Why does it only say yumas? Because it's including Tana Bechizkia. We're not actually getting killed. Unbelievable. That's why it says yumas. Because it's not most yumas, which is the regular Mises Bezdin. It just says yumas, which means some other type of Misa. And then he says, what about this case of Shabbos, Shabbos on Lashen? Chilul Shabbos, kalosu b'malacha yumas. So he says, you know why it only says yumas here? Because here we're talking about Melechas HaMishkan. And before the Mishkan was built, there wasn't regular Din Nefashis. There wasn't a Bezdin appointed yet. There was no Kohen. There was no Mishpat. Va'az lo haya adayin Mishkan, v'lo haya Aaron and Kohen. Barak misasa v'dei Shamayim. That's why he says, you must, right here in Vayakel. Later on, by Shabbat, it says, most you must. But here, pre-Mishkan, he says, I think it was you must. He says, that's why, how were the people in the Egel killed? How were the people who worshipped Avodah Zarah in the Egel killed? How were they killed? Saif. Who killed Saif? What do you over there? Is Chayiv Skila? It's Chayiv Skila. Why were they killed by Saif? Why? Right? Here, Gula Bnei Levi. Why? Because it was pre Mishkan. It was pre. They had a whole Sanhedrin. So it's just Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach is Chayiv Saif. Everything is Chayiv Saif. Even over there is Chayiv Saif for a Ben Noach. It wasn't the regular case of a Bezdin. So that's why he says, here's another Yumas. Just Yumas means there's something lacking. It's not regular Chiyamisa's Bezdin. That's the first Meshachachma on Vayakel. And we continue. 2 more minutes. Rotzeach shenisari b'acherim. Continuing with Ritzicha. A rotzeach that gets mixed up with other people. What type of other people? We'll see. Kulan peturin. They're all potter. We're going to see rotzeach that gets mixed up with other types of roskis. They're all potter because you can't kill the person because you don't know who it is. Esther Magali Sayam. How does a guy get mixed up? You only do one person a day. Remember what Bezin doesn't do two different people each day? How do you get mixed up? He ran away? So the Yargalei Siyam says, unless it was four Batei Dinim that used the same jail. They use the same jail to hold him in holding grounds, and they get mixed up in there. Because I don't understand how else they could get mixed up. But Kula Paturin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kotzer Nosol HaKippah, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if they get mixed up, you lock him up in a jail, you feed him a certain type of barley food, and whoever's Chayav Misa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to make sure that their stomach blows up. The male type of sota, so to speak. Kol chayvi misa shenisar buzeh bazeh, all chayvi misas that get mixed up, nidonim b'kala. You always give all of them the lesser punishment. Haniskalam b'nisrafin, if you have somebody's chayv skila that gets mixed up with a bunch of nisrafin, Reb Shimon Omer, nidonim b'skila, shasrefa chamura. Right, this is Reb Shimon's makar, srefa's marachama, you give him skila. V'cham omer, nidonim b'srefa, shaskila chamura. Amr lahem Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, what do you mean? Ilo ha'isa srefa chamura, lanin ila bas kohen shazinsa. If srefa wouldn't be the worst, it wouldn't be given into a bas kohen. Yesterday's parsha. Amru lo, ilo ha'isa skila chamura, lanin ila magadef. If skila wouldn't have been chamur, it wouldn't have been into magadev. Yesterday's parsha. I'm telling you, everything is right there. Right? So, they argue as we spoke about in the past. Hanayragam and Nechnakin, this is also the other machlokas, Saif and Chenek, Reb Shimon over Besayif, because Reb Shimon says, Saif. Reb Shimon argues on both. Reb Shimon says the order is Srefa, skila, and Chenek, Saif. Right? Are we paskin? No. Vacham Omer Bechenek, Chenek is the least. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll start with the Gemara tomorrow. Interesting tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman coming up in terms of two shochtim. You know, one of them is serving tarfas, but you can't prove which one it is. Are you not allowed to go to either of them, or do both of them have a cheskas kashrus until you prove vaday? Right, that's going to be tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Bezus Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, again, should have a good and lag ba'omer.